Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Women to Watch here on WWDB AM 860. My name is Sue Rocco, and every week I'm in the studio with some amazing women in the Philadelphia area and across the country who are doing some wonderful things and happy to come in and share their stories with us. If you're listening and you have an interest in being a guest on the show or any questions for any of my guests, please feel free to give me a call at 215-313-5561. Today, joining me are two local ladies who have actually been in the Philadelphia area for quite some time, and their names are Claire and Debbie Dixon of Claire Dixon Boutique. And Claire Dixon Boutique has actually been around since 1978, and we're going to learn all about how it came to be and what Debbie and her mom are up to today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Claire, I'd love to start with you because you are the founder of the boutique, and obviously you're doing something very right if you've been in business for as long as you have. And I think what most people are interested in is probably how the whole thing got started for you. I did read that you had an idea to bring some fashion to the Philadelphia area, and you simply started by going to New York and bringing some wonderful sweaters to a salon in Lafayette Hill. Can you tell us how that came to be?
Well, I had two children in college, and I was bored.
As is often the case with moms.
And I decided that I should go into business. And I thought I would open an accessory store, lamps, tables, that kind of thing. And I mentioned it to my husband. And he said, an accessory store? Why would you do that? You shop all the time. You love clothes. Your friends ask you to take them. Why would you think of lamps?
So it was his idea.
Right. So I thought about it, and I said, okay. And I went to a hair salon in Lafayette Hill every Tuesday and Saturday. It was like a club. And the owner, who was a very nice guy, was sitting there one day. And I said, Maury, how would you feel about me selling sweaters in this salon? And he said, whatever you want, honey.
You're one of my best customers.
So the following week, I went to New York. And I went to all of the buildings along 7th Avenue. I asked the elevator starters. In those days, they had stock in the back room. Now they don't, most of them. And they directed me. I went upstairs. I went downstairs. I went all over. And I came home with two big boxes of sweaters on the train. I put them in the salon that weekend. And I sold everyone.
That's fantastic.
And so I said, this is a good thing. And then I continued.
Now, you know, to do that, you have to have a little bit of a business sense to understand, you know, retail and markup and all of that kind of stuff. Did you just kind of figure it out on your own?
I guess I didn't know any better. So it worked out. It worked out very well.
Mm-hmm. And how did you decide where in New York you were going to go for those first products?
Oh, I knew where the garment district was, and I just zeroed in on that. And lucky, I found great sweaters, great items, and one thing led to another.
Okay, so you have the space in the salon.
Right.
And how many years were you doing that before you decided to move to your own location?
I was in the salon for 4 years, and then the store next door became available, and we took over that store, renovated it, and then several years after that, the next store became available, and we broke through.
So you've been in that same center all these
years? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's remarkable. Mm-hmm. Now, how old were the children when you first...
Well, they were in college, so...
I just went off to Dickinson.
No, I mean when you went to New York and got the sweaters and put them in the salon.
Right.
You were in college.
They were both in college.
You were.
When the boredom set in when we left the house.
That's right. She wasn't bored when the kids were home and small.
No.
So, Debbie, what did you think of Mom when she decided to do this?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. It's funny. I grew up with a very stylish mom. She always looked her best, always with the right trends. I was very used to that.
Right.
And she was a shopper. And, in fact, when I was in high school, we had open campus. I went to Germantown Academy.
Right.
And we could drive to Plymouth Meeting Mall, like at lunch. And I did. And I'm walking. Here my mother's not working, not in the business, but we always love clothes. And I walk past this store, Paul Harris, and it says, Help Wanted. I walk in. I apply. They hire me. I come home. I'm so excited. I tell my parents, I got a job. My father said, Are you crazy? When are you going to do this? I said, After lacrosse, till 9. They agreed if security would walk me to the car. But so obviously I loved retail before my mother even came up with this.
Right, right.
So off I go to college, and my mother mentions to me she's doing this. And I'm thinking, why? I couldn't believe it.
Right.
It goes on and on. I, of course, am the most popular girl in the dorm because I would get deliveries of these fabulous sweaters and things.
Right.
And at that time, I thought I was going to go to law school. Well, by my junior year, I realized I did not want to go to law school. I graduated and was then interviewing with like Xerox and IBM. That's what girls did. They didn't do pharmaceuticals. And my mother asked me to help her a little bit. She's like, yeah, I could use some help. She was getting so busy.
Right, right.
It just clicked. And we've always been on the same page. We've never acted like mom, daughter, you take care of this one or that one. We've always been in tune.
Yeah.
And I have to be honest, I really love working with her.
That's wonderful. You know, I think I'm slightly familiar with the parent-child business because, as Debbie knows, we should mention Debbie went to school with my husband, Chip, at Germantown Academy. And he's worked in a practice with his father. And there's challenges to that. And obviously, it's really rewarding when it works. What are some of the challenges that you face on a day-to-day? Any or not?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I can honestly say that. And I always find it funny when someone says, what's it like working with your mom? And I say, great. And I will share with you, very often I could come home from work and I'd say to my husband, oh, I've got to call mom. I'll say, Deb, you've been with her all day. I'm like, no. I was with Claire.
Oh, right.
And they're really, and I think we've done that very naturally.
Yes.
Separating mom, you know, that type with business. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're very much in sync. And I'm very blessed. It's wonderful.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Claire, I'd like to go back a little bit and talk about what aspirations you might have had as a young girl. If they were different from fashion, or has fashion always been something you were interested in?
I think always, yes. And I really intended to become an illustrator. But I didn't finish school, art school. I got married.
Okay.
And in those days, you got married.
Right.
And that was it. So I had my children, and that's when when they went to school, I decided on a career which was related.
Right. That's really wonderful mm-hmm. that, you know, you were not afraid later in life to take a chance like that on a business. Where did that confidence for you come from?
Well, I think I always felt confident around fashion. And, of course, my husband encouraged me and my friends encouraged me because I'd been shopping for them for so many years.
Right. They saw that in
so
you.
So it wasn't anything new. It came naturally.
And where did you grow up? In
Winmore.
Mm-hmm. In Winmore. Okay. Mm-hmm. And where did you go to high school?
I went to a girls' high.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which all girls' schools are always very, very devoted to making women believe that they can run their own businesses.
Well, I think that more so now than then.
Right. Mm-hmm. So in, let's see, 1996, the shop was doing well and you had customers coming in, repeat customers, and you realized you needed more space.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
it was made, it was a decision, wasn't, honestly, I can still remember people said, what was your plan? How did you
there
budget?
There wasn't any.
There was none. We just, we truly, we get caught up in the enthusiasm. We are excited with it. And a space came available. It was a no-brainer. And we just, in fact, we literally took over the new space in June. We had to break through cinder block walls. We reopened in August. The workmen were walking out of the back door as the customers were walking in the front.
So were you closed for 2 months?
Yeah,
for renovation.
As we do every year. We close for the month of July every year. Have done that for over 30 years.
Right.
So that wasn't uncommon. But, I mean, we just did it. In fact, we opened all the – we received the new merchandise in July. We were doing that at my home in the basement because we couldn't operate.
Tag it there.
And – our store is beautiful. In fact, visit our website and you can see a little glimpse of how beautiful our store is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite different from, and maybe we can talk about that now. The whole shopping experience at your boutique, the reason it is so much nicer than perhaps a department store shopping experience is the customer service. These women have been coming to you for years. You know them. You know what they like and what they don't like. You know their size. I actually walked in there yesterday and was thrilled to see, I believe you have 8 dressing rooms, right? It's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
It's laid out very cleanly. There's lots of natural light. So talk to me about how you feel your boutique is different from other ways of shopping and how it's changed over the years.
Well, service definitely by far is the best. And yes, you spoke about how we've gained relationships and trust with customers for over many, many years. But what I love about the feeling of our store is a new face receives the same service, the same attention.
Always.
As anyone. But we've become family with people. We've watched people's kids grow up. We know about their dogs, cats, everything. And we really care. And we enjoy that. In fact, I think you'll see that we've got even a sitting area because often people even just stop in to share what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we enjoy that as well. But also on the level of dressing them, you know what? We and our staff, we really do know what we're talking about. And we know your time is valuable. So you don't want to waste your time in a department store going from one section to the other. We're going to do it for you.
Right.
And I think that's the most important. We not only save you time on making the right selections, but we know it's going to look best on you.
Right.
We're going to interpret the trends for you, your lifestyle, and make you feel current. And it could be as simple as adding a great accessory. It doesn't mean a head-to-toe look. And we're happy to build on wardrobes. And often, as I kid with some of my customers, I remind them what's in their closet and build on that.
Right.
And they sometimes forget about a piece that they've had.
Yeah, well, that's really special. If you can say, remember that dress that you got, you know, a couple of years ago, this would look fantastic with it.
But I think, too, you know, everything starts at the top. Claire was always a fabulous shopper, and she knows how important great service is. And that has always been something that she has wanted to pass on to our customers.
So when you were a customer yourself, you said, these are the things that I don't want for my shop.
Right. But also, I think it's important to be honest with your customer. If it's not good, tell them.
Right.
If it doesn't fit well, because sometimes people are not aware of how it looks in the back, the front. Does it fit well? They're in a hurry. And we really care. I want them to leave our shop and have them say, I bought this at Claire Dixon, and look the best they can. So we're always very upfront and honest.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about how you handle – today's world of marketing is so much different from years ago. You have to have a presence on the web, the internet. You have to be a part of social media. How do you handle that for the business? What types of things do you do and have you found successful?
Well, actually, you cannot ignore the websites and the internet and what have you. And just to touch on that, I almost call it coming home. I have noticed now, I think people were so barraged with internet and thinking, oh, this is great. I can just click on a button, order this, it arrives at home. I'm finding now people realize they've got to get back into the store. They have to see things firsthand. They need our expertise. They have to feel the fabrics. I mean, what it looks like, you know, on the internet isn't necessarily going to look like when it arrives at your house.
Right.
And then they're running back and forth to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
But we have spent a lot of time, effort in updating our website. I'm really pleased with it, and I hope everybody visits it. We show great images. We do not sell off the website, but we keep it current so you can see what is going on in our store. We also show our events, our trunk shows. But I'm excited. We have this page now called Trends, and we're going to make it Trends and Tips, because we're finding people ask us silly little things, and I think it's a no-brainer. Anything from what great leg makeup to wear, what to do for static, like we carry a dryer sheet in your pocketbook,
right?
And recipes. So we're going to have this Trends and Tips with like just little blurbs here and there of things that almost having conversation in our store with us.
So is a blog, kind of?
Basically, yes.
A blog. Oh, that's
and,
terrific.
And I think it's going to be received very well. And also, too, you know, just keeping them current on simple little trends that can update anything and that's current in our store. And
you know, you said
posting
something.
Posting pictures and things like that.
Yeah, you said something interesting. You said, you know, people ask you questions that you think are so.
All the time.
Common sense. But that is because you are both experts in the field of fashion. And it is amazing that some women might not know some of the simplest things or even how to put two things together.
Definitely.
So that really is a wonderful service that you're offering. If a customer who's been coming to you for a long, long time is looking for something specific, do you have that in the back of your mind when you're going
always,
shopping?
Always.
Mm-hmm. And that must be a fun part of the business.
Oh, very often when we're right now, we're writing for spring. We make notes on our orders saying so and so or call. We know what they're looking for. We get their dates for the weddings, the bar and bat mitzvahs, the special anniversary parties well in advance, and we keep those notes with us.
Yeah.
So we always have them in our
You're mind. Not going to get that kind of service anywhere else.
I don't think so.
No.
I really don't.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I'd love to talk a little bit about your trips, your shopping trips to New York and Milan and Paris.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
It's really tough for an everyday investor to find honest, personalized investment advice. Some brokers only push the latest hot stocks, and some financial advisors won't even return your phone call unless your account is worth $500,000. That's where the Mutual Fund Store comes in. It's where you talk with your local advisor, someone you can meet with face to face, not somebody wearing a headset 1,000 miles away. And your Mutual Fund Store advisor will work with you to design an investment plan to help you get where you want to be. From day one, our advisors track your funds to make sure they're still right for you. Not everyone in the investment business can say that. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more, visit MutualFundStore.com or call the Mutual Fund Store now in East Norriton and Cherry Hill, 877-239-8330. That's 877-239-8330.
Want your home to look great for company from out of town, moving to a new place, or just want the satisfaction of a clean, healthy home? Whatever your reason, everybody needs to clean. So why not choose the line of cleaning tools that makes your task easier? Quickie is your one-stop cleaning solution with everything you need to get the job done right. Whether you're cleaning one room or the whole house, Quickie has the right tool for the job. It doesn't matter if you prefer a more traditional mop and bucket or if you'd like to save time with a new Quickie spray mop. Quickie has everything you need to get the job done. Founded in Philadelphia over 60 years ago, Quickie's commitment to quality and value have helped it grow to the number one cleaning tool in America. It's Quickie, and it's clean. Look for Quickie products at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, ShopRite, and other fine retailers near you.
Do you know Saltz Matkov? Would you like a legal team with over 100 years of experience working for you to defend litigation in the areas of business and contract disputes, employment, transportation and aviation, products and premises liability, intellectual property and construction? We are Saltz Matkov, and we can help. From Wall Street to Main Street, we represent Fortune 500 companies and small businesses alike, achieving successful results inside and outside of the courtroom. For a free consultation, contact us at 484-318-7225 or visit us on the web at saltzmatkov.com. That's SaltzMatkov.com. Large firm expertise for a fraction of the cost and with all of the personal attention you need. Serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Call 484-318-7225 or go to saltzmatkov.com. Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Women to Watch here on WWDB AM 860. I'm back in the studio this week with two lovely ladies from Lafayette Hill, Debbie Dixon and her mother, Claire Dixon, who have been running a boutique since 1978. We'll say Claire started out with some beautiful sweaters on just kind of a women of prayer. And all these years later, they have been going strong and servicing women in the Philadelphia area. I thought it might be interesting to talk a little bit about your shopping, your buying. It sounds very glamorous going to New York, going to Milan and Paris to shop for your boutique. But I'm sure there's some things people don't really understand about it. Claire, you want to talk a little bit about
that?
Well,
you know, it's hard work. It's enjoyable. And we love seeing new things. And we're always searching for new lines. That's the premise of all of these trips. To go back to the people we buy from or to reorder or whatever, but also we're always looking for new and different. And so, you know, I was mentioning before that people ask us all the time, where do you have lunch in New York? And we laugh. We say, on the corner, a hot dog, or we carry it to the showroom. We're not dining and whining when we're there.
Right.
We're working.
Right.
And it become more difficult, as Debbie pointed out. Years and years ago, it was all in one area, four blocks, all of the showrooms.
Along 7th Avenue.
You know, and now it's uptown for the Europeans. It's downtown for the boutique-y kind of things. It's the meatpacking district. It's Soho. It's spread all over. So whereas before you could accomplish more in one day because everything was right there, now you're losing time. Traveling back and forth.
And what are you getting in a cab and going?
We're either running or getting in a cab or doing the best. Yeah.
All the above. Our routine is basically we go every Tuesday. Because we really do pound the pavement. So we may spend several hours in a showroom and maybe what's there for us isn't for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lost that time and we move on.
Right.
As I said, we're now buying for spring, and we have delivery dates. So we have to coordinate. Let's say we're writing a pant line. We have to coordinate that delivery with the tops, accessories, and what have you from a completely different showroom.
Right.
That they will be arriving because we have sort of coordinated them to make what they say in the industry a story, if you will.
All going
that everything's color coordinated and it's all relating back to one another. So, and again, we don't do anything other than follow our gut. If we like it and know it's going to be right for either a specific customer
mm-hmm.
or it's the right trend that we feel strongly about, mm-hmm. that's what we buy. That's what we commit to.
And I think it's important to fashion is always changing.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice that you want to stay with the trends because that's what makes it more exciting. If
exactly.
you always carry the same
Mm-mm.
type of style year after year, it gets kind of stale. So Would you say you have a mix of both some classic lines for maybe women that are more the lines that they prefer are a little more tailored, and what's on trend, or would you say most of your things are always what's on trend that season?
Well, I think it depends on the customer. Yes, we always have great basics as something, but we'll add them with a twist. Like right now, what's very trending is a touch of leather or pleather. So for that more conservative woman, it could simply be a great black Ponte pant that might just have a little bit of a leather trim at the belt or down the side of the leg. We're not taking her out of her box totally, right, but she's going to feel good that she is keeping up with what's going on.
Right.
And we're not going to couple it back with something wild and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we interpret our customer very, very well, but they want our direction. They want to be pushed a little bit, you know. So we're not putting anybody in costumes, that's for sure.
Right.
But, yeah, and I think, too, that you can always do classic with a twist, and it always looks great.
Right.
And then we have some that want to be trendy head to toe.
Right. Yeah, well,
but we do offer all those
personalities,
options.
Right?
We do.
Everybody has a different personality. Mm-hmm. And what age group would you say that you service, as far as, you know, how young and it goes across.
Oh,
all.
Absolutely,
totally across the
board. Yes, yeah.
Totally across the board. I'd say late 20s, 30s up.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
again, it's not about age; it's about attitude.
That's right.
And it's I think sometimes people are amazed; they don't realize that the woman next to them is this or that or the other. You know.
Right. We don't like to talk about age.
Never.
No. No.
That's a no-no. So when you go on your trips to New York, are you able to go in and out of the showrooms at leisure, or do you have to make appointments for all of these stops?
Both.
Both?
Both. I have to say, it even happened to us yesterday. We blindly walked into a showroom, and, you know, the reception says, "And who are you?" And we said, "Claire and Debbie Dixon from Claire Dixon Boutique." I heard a voice in back going, oh, let them in.
Oh.
And that was a really good feeling to be recognized in the market as well, that they would like to be represented in our store.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Debbie, you have a daughter.
Yes.
And I'd love to find out from you, what kinds of things do you talk to her about as far as mom being a working woman and you know, doing things in additional to outside the house and kind of helping to shape what she'll be doing when she grows up?
Well, there's a really great balance. And I have to say my daughter, Margot, she thinks it's kind of cool.
I bet.
I've never like brought her to the store and had her spend the day. Even when she was little,
mm-hmm.
I think there's not time for that right now. Let her enjoy her sports and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I have to say, she's got a good eye herself.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And
has she ever gone on trips?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And she loves that.
How old is she, Margo?
She's 14.
14.
Yeah. She's just starting high school. And I've definitely taken her to a couple of the showrooms, especially the European lines, because they have models and what have you, and that's really that's a real treat. But I think what she sees most is that I'm very happy to go to work. I enjoy my work,
mm-hmm.
and it's exciting. And because I'm excited, I'll come home with exciting stories and what have you.
Right.
And so I think she sees a very positive side to being a working mom.
Right. Yeah, that's a really important lesson, more so her watching what you're doing and your mother, that I think it's really important when they see that the work that you're doing is enjoyable, because that's going to get her to thinking about what makes me happy, what's important to me.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for young girls today, there's so many choices out there for what they can do, as opposed to years ago, you mentioned, you know, women went to high school maybe and then got married. So they need that guidance. Does she talk to you about?
She just takes it for granted that we have the shop. And that we both work, and she's happy, we're happy. And I think she's always seen that kind of attitude. So she is very happy with her life and the fact that Debbie goes to work.
So tell me, do you have any interesting stories about something that's happened on one of your trips? Anything that you weren't expecting?
Oh. I'm not sure.
Oh, come on. Anything you can share on the radio?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. The audience can't see you, but you're both looking at each other like, there's a story in there, but I'm not going to get it out of you.
Well, we do have fun when we go, even though when we're working hard,
right.
We have fun. We drive to New York every week.
Okay. Every week. That's
every
incredible.
Week, yeah.
That takes a lot of stamina.
Uh-huh. But otherwise, the train is totally unreliable as far as we're concerned. You know, if you miss the 5 o'clock, but this way we have our car on 40th Street every week, and we're so used to it.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. After 9/11, everyone was suggesting that you drive to Trenton, right? Park your car and get the New York.
Is that the Hamilton station?
Or? Right.
Yes.
Exactly. And so the two brain trusts who drive to New York every week without a problem, 3 weeks in a row on the way home, we wound up on Roosevelt Boulevard.
Get home from Trenton.
We couldn't get home from Trenton.
That's not a good place to be lost.
So we decided that we better stick to our earlier plans and just drive directly into the city.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the unpredictability of traveling to New York. But I know when I go up there for a day, sometimes I come home, I'm exhausted. Uh-huh. You're going and you're running all over the
uh-huh.
city.
Yep.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what are some plans for the future for the boutique? Anything that you're going to be doing differently or upcoming trunk shows
well,
or events?
Well, we do have trunk shows
yes,
planned.
We have several yes, trunk shows planned. And again, we post them on our website. And it's interesting. A trunk show in years past was a season ahead. In other words, as we're buying for spring now, mm-hmm. we would have, let's say, a trunk show now for months later. Well, now women want instant gratification. So now trunk shows, they're planned much not so far out.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're seeing at the trunk show, they can have within a couple weeks.
Oh, so they're the trunk shows are in season.
And the beauty of a trunk show is, especially like with a sweater line and what have you, is they really kind of choose their own colors, styles. I mean, you can take a sleeve from this style, a neck from that style. And the same with evening wear trunk shows, which is very important because, you know, our mother, the bride or whatever, they want to look like themselves but special. And so this way, they'll see anywhere from 10 to 20 dresses, but they might like the skirt of that, mm-hmm. the sleeve of that, the lace of that. And we work with them, and they basically create their own style.
Do you do a lot with weddings?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We should talk a little bit about some of the designers that you carry. I'm assuming you've had some that have been with you for many years and...
I'd say yes and no because, again, we don't like to keep repeating the
we're
same line.
We're constantly
lines.
Changing.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that Mom and I are really adamant about is, yes, there's some great lines that we all hear about, theory and all that, and which we do carry. And mm-hmm. we carry a great line, Donna Degnan, over the years. Who, everything is made in the USA, which is nice. But we also carry a lot of lines that you won't know the name of. And that's intentional because you're not going to find it everywhere.
Right. How about up-and-coming Philadelphia designers? Do you ever kind of showcase a young designer who's coming up to...
There hasn't been anybody as of late that's
no.
really come...
No. Mm-mm.
And do you get any designs from Philadelphia or is it just not happening here yet?
No.
No.
No. Everybody in New York, they're not necessarily from New York, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do see European lines there or designers from all over the country.
Right.
But I can't say that I know of any one single Philadelphia designer that would come to
yeah.
mind.
It would be nice if there was. You know, I just kind
but,
of think
But we
that-
always do look. I will tell you this. One thing, I never, ever, ever assume that something isn't for us.
Right.
People have come in and said, will you take a look? And we know very quickly if it's going to be for us or not. But we never don't take a look.
Yeah. Claire, I'm interested to know, you had said that one of your original ideas for doing something when you got older was illustration. And so are you able to use any of that artistic? You must have some artistic ability.
Well, I think that's part of it. You know, Debbie is extremely artistic also. So, I mean, I think it all evolves from that. And you have to have an eye to be successful in this business, and I think we do.
You know what's interesting? You mentioned your earlier aspirations were to go to law school.
Yeah.
And I have had several guests on this show who have actually gone through law school, become attorneys, and then left law and are doing something in the creative field.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where I went to Dickinson College thinking I was going to go probably on to Dickinson Law. And I think it was like my junior year, the light bulb went off and I said, Debbie, you don't belong with your head in a book all these years. I really like to be more out with people.
Out
and
with the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if even then, if it weren't for my mom having started that, if I would have gone this direction.
Right, that's a good question.
But here I had the perfect, you know, opportunity very nonchalantly. I mean, my mother didn't say to me, come work with me. She said, help me out. You know what, Deb, you've done this. Come on, help me out. And like, honestly, we really just enjoyed it.
It clicked.
It evolved.
Mm-hmm.
What types of activities were you involved in high school?
Sports.
Sports.
Sports, sports, sports. Hockey and lacrosse.
Hockey and lacrosse.
Yeah. And through college.
Yeah. And Claire, how about you?
I never lifted anything
except a dress.
like Mark Twain, if I felt like I should exercise, I laid down.
Well, meanwhile, people can't see you, but you look fabulous.
I mean, thank you.
You're doing something right.
I'm working every day.
You're working every day.
Yes.
And, you know, I would imagine that is, if you didn't have that to get up and go to every day, your life would be completely different.
Oh, absolutely. And I look forward to every day.
Yeah.
I really do.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take one more quick break. And when we come back, we'll be back with Claire Dixon and Debbie Dixon of Claire Dixon Boutique. Do you know Saltz Matkov? Would you like a legal team with over 100 years of experience working for you to defend litigation in the areas of business and contract disputes, employment, transportation and aviation, products and premises liability, intellectual property and construction? We are Saltz Matkov, and we can help. From Wall Street to Main Street, we represent Fortune 500 companies and small businesses alike, achieving successful results inside and outside of the courtroom. For a free consultation, contact us at 484-318-7225 or visit us on the web at saltzmatkov.com. That's SaltzMatkov.com. Large firm expertise for a fraction of the cost and with all of the personal attention you need. Serving Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Call 484-318-7225 or go to saltzmatkov.com.
Want your home to look great for company from out of town? Moving to a new place? Or just want the satisfaction of a clean, healthy home? Whatever your reason, everybody needs to clean. So why not choose the line of cleaning tools that makes your task easier? Quickie is your one-stop cleaning solution with everything you need to get the job done right. Whether you're cleaning one room or the whole house, Quickie has the right tool for the job. It doesn't matter if you prefer a more traditional mop and bucket or if you'd like to save time with a new Quickie spray mop. Quickie has everything you need to get the job done. Founded in Philadelphia over 60 years ago, Quickie's commitment to quality and value have helped it grow to the number one cleaning tool in America. It's Quickie and it's clean. Look for Quickie products at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, ShopRite, and other fine retailers near you.
It's really tough for an everyday investor to find honest, personalized investment advice. Some brokers only push the latest hot stocks, and some financial advisors won't even return your phone call unless your account is worth $500,000. That's where the Mutual Fund Store comes in. It's where you talk with your local advisor, someone you can meet with face-to-face, not somebody wearing a headset 1,000 miles away. And your Mutual Fund Store advisor will work with you to design an investment plan to help you get where you want to be. From day one, our advisors track your funds to make sure they're still right for you. Not everyone in the investment business can say that. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more, visit MutualFundStore.com or call the Mutual Fund Store now in East Norriton and Cherry Hill, 877-239-8330. That's 877-239-8330.
Welcome back, everyone, to Women to Watch. I'm in the studio today with Claire and Debbie Dixon, owners of Claire Dixon Boutique. And we should mention it is in Lafayette Hill on Germantown Pike. It's been there for many, many years. These two women not only know what women are looking for in the area, but they're really offering something that you won't find in other types of shopping. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Claire, you had mentioned during the break that some of your customers, some of your longtime customers, are actually receiving service from you while they're away, perhaps living in Florida or away on vacation.
Well, a lot of them, you know, go for the season. They leave in October, come home in April. And so they like us to send them a package every few weeks with something new. And, you know, you get to know your customers so well that they're usually very satisfied. We get very few things back. So that's a little sideline we have, care packages to Florida.
I would love that. Yeah. Who wouldn't love that?
Yeah.
You know how you get a flowers a month? How
about
a box of clothing a month?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one woman said to me, I'm so happy you like to shop because I don't. So.
And, you know, it's funny. We do not assume because we know it too well. We do love to shop. There are so many women that don't love to shop.
That's right.
And they often are intimidated to even come into a boutique thinking it's going to be work. And then they usually find out after their first time there, we're doing all the work and we're actually making it easy for them.
Yes.
Because there are women who either don't have the time, they truly don't like it, they're not comfortable trying on things and what have you. And we do our best to make everybody comfortable, make the right selections for their body image and body type,
mm-hmm.
and take all the angst out of it.
Right. I think a lot of women are too impatient. I would imagine some of your best customers are women that are very busy women themselves and have businesses.
Without question.
They don't want to, you know, spend hours, again, in a department store where the dressing rooms aren't clean and there's no one to help them or answer questions. So,
and we are hands on. I mean, we don't disappear.
Right.
And I think the fact that we do know what we're doing and that we bring this comfort and take out the work of putting them together. And, you know, like people look on the web, they look in magazines and, you know, you'll see something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy if somebody brings us that image. Am I going to give you that exact, but I can interpret it for you.
Right.
And you're going to feel good about yourself and know that you've made the right decision.
Right. We should talk about, let's say someone who's listening has never been to your boutique. Let's talk about exactly what types of pieces you do carry so that people don't assume it's simply a high-end boutique that only carries evening wear.
We carry everything. In fact, sometimes I look at our inventory and I think, how do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
We have denims. We have great T-shirt lines. We offer wonderful knitwear and everything at very comfortable prices. And we have evening wear. We have for the working woman. And again, the working woman now, she doesn't want to be in a basic suit.
Right.
So we're going to give her wonderful separate pieces, a great novelty jacket that she'll couple back to her basic slack or skirt. And then we always touch on great accessories. I mean, it could be a wonderful Susie Rohr belt.
Well, the jewelry is spectacular.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
And scarves. Beautiful scarves.
Yeah. And you know, Claire's always been great with accessories and what have you. So that's always been an important part of the store.
So let's talk a little bit about we talked about social media. We touched on that. Do you find that you are getting new customers from the social media, or would you say it's more word of mouth, as it probably has been for many years?
Well, I think word of mouth.
I think that's always the best testimonial.
Yes, I do. You know, friends tell their friends, and I think over the years, that's how we built such a fine reputation.
Mm-hmm. But I too am impressed with how many people are using social media. Mm-hmm. And so, as I said, we've definitely jumped on board. And I really want people to visit our website. It's a very easy way to see what is going on in store. And we welcome any phone call. People can make appointments. We are happy to do that.
I meant to mention, yes. So personal personal shoppers.
Absolutely. We are happy to take time and sit down with you, and you tell us what your specific needs are. Make absolute set time appointments. Our hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
We have the availability and our staff. I'm not just talking Claire and myself. We have a fabulous staff.
You do.
That's been with us for many, many years. And we are comfortable with anybody taking care of anybody.
Right.
I mean, nobody owns a customer. We are all very capable.
You also do altercations.
Yeah, alterations.
Or
yes.
alterations,
yes.
Excuse me.
We have a seamstress on the premises.
Mm-hmm.
And
how long has she been with you?
Actually, this one is a new hire that we're very excited about. Our last seamstress was with us 18 years and fell in love with a man over in Israel. And we lost her to love. So we're very happy for her. But I have to say we're very, very excited because that's very important to us. So we finally found the perfect replacement.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to talk a little bit more about the two of you and what types of things when you're not – I know you're working just about every hour of every day. When you're not working, what are you doing? Claire, what interests you outside of the shop?
You know, I go to the beach in the summer on weekends, and I read a lot, and I don't play golf, and I don't play bridge because I've worked for so long.
Right.
And
she takes wonderful trips.
And I travel a lot.
Right.
I
yeah.
travel all over. Yes. Mm-hmm. I just came back from Portugal.
Wonderful.
And bought some accessories, and the, you know, they're known for their cork.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I go to Paris a lot, to Rome.
Do you travel alone or do you take friends? Or?
Oh, no, I travel with someone.
Yeah.
And then Debbie and I travel together when we're on our buying trips.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful, you know, kind of balance between, you know, having your own business but having that free time. I love that you actually take off a certain portion of the summer.
It's, you know what? It's important to have a life, too.
It is.
Oh,
it
absolutely.
It is.
Very important. I have a wonderful husband, a wonderful daughter. I love to play golf. I like some free time.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to. And so you come back fresh.
And again, that I wanted to say as a compliment to my mom, we've always been very respectful of needing some time and what have you. And that's very important.
Yeah. Nothing can be, it's never good to be all work or all play.
Hey, if my daughter has a hockey or lacrosse game and I can get away, I'm going to get away.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you should.
And that's nice to know that we have that luxury.
Yeah. So I would like to know from each of you if there's a woman listening and perhaps she is looking to start her own business and, you know, she maybe doesn't have yet that belief in herself that she can actually do it. I love the fact that you did something without having all kinds of a background and experience in it, and you just went out and did it. What advice would you give her to not hesitate and to just take a chance on whatever that business might be?
Well, I think you have to do what you love. And that right away is a good start. If you have certain interests, then follow them. I mean, I love what I do, and I always loved fashion, so it was easy. Outside of that, I really can't give any advice because, as I said to you, I didn't know any better.
So you worked from a place of you were naive, and you just thought, right. Why not? I can do this. Why
I
not?
Never thought of failing.
Yeah. But, you know, doing something that you love is the key. However, running a business takes more than just doing what you mm-hmm. love, right? There's other things involved, as you mentioned, to running a business. So you have something in you that also allowed you to see the bigger picture.
Well, perhaps. And also, not to brag, but from the very beginning, I was successful. So it's not like I wasn't, and then I would become despondent and say, oh, I better, get out of this business. It's not for me. It just went along so smoothly mm-hmm. and so happily, and I never had any of those problems.
But I also think the way Mom started, she didn't look down the road of being even what we are today.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to
take baby steps
and be realistic and be happy with achievements, how small they may be, and then they'll continue to grow. Now, have we had failures in our business? And what I mean by that, and we often laugh. Like I said, we're writing months and months out. Let's say a box arrives and Ivona's opening it up in the back room. And I'll look at it and Mom mm-hmm. will look at it and I'll say, what were we thinking? In other words,
something looks good in New York and maybe when it arrives, it's not what you thought.
And it doesn't happen often. But I mean, it's, and we own it.
That's right. I'm sure
we own it. We bought it.
Right.
But yeah. So that might be a funny story we could share with you.
Yeah. What were we thinking?
Yeah. Claire, did you buy this? No, Debbie,
no.
Did you buy? And we try to blame it on
each other. Everybody denies it.
But we both own it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that happens. And the top designers probably design things sometimes and question their own. What was
sure,
I thinking
course,
when I
sure.
did that? That's being human.
But thank God that's very few and far between.
Right. Mm-hmm. You mentioned baby steps, and I think that's really interesting because a lot of times when people are looking for advice in business, the first thing they're asked is, what are your goals? Where do you see yourself in, 5, 10, 15 years? That's a lot of pressure sometimes.
It sure is.
If you don't know. So you're an example of, as you said, just take it one day at a time and taking baby steps. And if you believe in what you're doing that day, look what can happen.
Oh, definitely. I can't even believe. To this day, sometimes when I look around our gorgeous store, I can't believe that it's ours.
Yeah.
And we're both really proud.
Yeah, well, you should be. And I want to mention how beautiful this space is because for me, when I'm shopping, it makes a big difference to me. If I'm in a space that feels really beautiful and welcoming and laid out well.
Well, and it was designed very intentionally so that even though we are very hands-on with our customer, somebody can very well see the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is hidden. It's all displayed for the ease of the customer because there are some that truly just like to look around, take their time, and see what is there.
And we encourage that.
Right.
Yeah.
Walk around, look at everything, see if there's anything that jumps out at
mm-hmm.
you.
And then the way we have the privacy wall built in front of the dressing rooms.
Right.
So if a customer does come with her husband or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a beautiful area for him to sit and relax.
So then the other customers can be behind that wall and not be nervous that there's a man or whatever in the store.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. How did you design it or who helped you design it?
Actually, it was Fred Albert.
An architect.
Okay.
And it's with the floating ceiling. And And the color scheme is very...
It's soft and relaxing. Mm-hmm. But it almost feels like a spa.
Mm-hmm. But it does highlight the clothes beautifully.
Yeah, it does. Believe it or not, we only have a few minutes left.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that you give your contact information, the website address, so that people can find you, visit, and start tuning in for your tips and your blog.
Yeah, why not? Well, yeah, ClaireDixonBoutique.com. We are at 545 Germantown Pike in Lafayette Hill. You can call us at 610-825-8668. Been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Very nice to meet you.
And nice meeting you.
Chip sends his regards. It's been a long time since he's seen you. But I'm very grateful for you to both come in today and share your story. And I hope that people listening will go visit Claire Dixon Boutique. It's a beautiful, beautiful boutique in Lafayette Hill. And you're not going to find better customer service anywhere. So thanks, ladies, for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So that's it, gang, for this week's Women to Watch here on WWDB AM 860. Again, my name is Sue Rocco. And if you're listening and you'd like to come in and share your story, please feel free to give me a call at 215-313-5561. Have a great week, everyone.